I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World on a Friday, and the last day of our Safe Mode coverage, hashtag Safe Mode. That's coming up later in the show, but that Safe Mode theme, the intersection of technology and security, it weaves in and out of a lot of stories on The World today, starting with our top story about a very high-profile online supporter of the extremist group ISIS. His Twitter handle had been at Shami Witness. No one knew anything about him until Britain's Channel 4 found him. He's a businessman named Mehdi living in Bangalore in India. I asked J.M. Berger what he makes of this. Berger is an editor at IntelWire.com and follows jihadi activities on social media.
I wasn't real surprised they found him. I think that the identity of Shami Witness has been something that has intrigued a lot of people. He is, indisputably, really the most influential English-speaking supporter of ISIS on Twitter. And he has been prolific in defending them and putting out news about what's going on there. And, you know, a lot of people have really sort of looked at him and seen his following grow and wondered, you know, how is this guy able to stay online for so long? And where is he?
Right. He had a lot of followers. His Twitter account has been shut down, right?
He apparently deleted his own Twitter account.
I see.
So, you know, he has the option of returning. When you suspend your own Twitter account, you can come back within 30 days.
So clear this up for us. Was this man a card-carrying member of ISIS or not?
That's not totally clear. I mean, he was definitely one of their strongest partisans, and he had links to foreign fighters over the internet. You know, he had very, very clear and definite links and conversations to people, and it appeared that he helped people make the connections that they needed to go there. Whether that makes him an actual card-carrying member is a little bit unclear, but I think we're probably going to see some criminal investigation coming out of this story, so we should find out more about that soon.
Legally, aren't all these accounts covered by freedom of speech?
Well, according to Channel 4, Shami was living in India, which does not have the same laws that we do as far as speech. And certainly if he was in the United States, he could be probably, if he was assisting ISIS in recruiting foreign fighters, he could be charged with material support of a terrorist organization. Mm. So, you know, there's been some controversy about this in cases in this country in the past where people who were charged with other terrorism offenses were also charged on the basis of internet postings. And, you know, to my mind, that's kind of unnecessary because, you know, if you can show that somebody is helping facilitate and recruit foreign fighters or raise money, you know, you have a criminal case there. And I don't think it's necessary to invoke the speech and sort of complicate the principles behind that kind of prosecution.
Mr. Berger, have you ever seen an extremist group like ISIS that is so skilled at using social media? And why do you think this group?
ISIS is definitely the top group using social media to promote its agenda as far as extremism goes. And I think we're going to see other groups emulating what they do in the future. But for now, they're definitely blazing a trail. I think that they are probably benefiting from a couple of smart people who have real experience with social media. And they're also riding the wave of social media kind of becoming a more widely adopted technology. So, you know, terrorist use of internet and technology tends to track with how everybody else uses it. So the more people who are on social media, the more they're going to be on social media too. Mm. And the more sophisticated methods that people develop for dealing with social media, you know, they're also going to adopt some of those same methods.
If ISIS is so good at adapting, what's to stop people like Mehdi and other ISIS fans from creating new Twitter accounts under new names?
Nothing. They're going to come back. I mean, some people can be banned permanently, but ultimately they are going to be able to sort of pop back up. What we're talking about here is winnowing the network. It's like weeding a garden. You don't expect that weeds are never going to come back. But if you don't weed the garden, then it's going to get overrun. What we're seeing happen here, you know, as a result, partly as a result of things that Twitter are doing and possibly as a result of government requests or other things, is their reach is being limited and they're being forced to spend a lot of time recreating networks instead of putting their message out.
J.M. Berger, an editor for the website IntelWire.com. Thanks for joining us and for your insight today.
Thank you.